Title: Identifying protocols by name may disclose sufficient structure for computer-implemented means plus function limitations. Content: In CISVL International SAV, Sierra Wireless Incorporated et al., numbers 22-1493, 22-1547, Federal CIR 2023. Sierra Wireless challenged claims 1-10 of CISVL SUS patent number 6,529,561, the 561 patent, in an inter-parties review. The Patent Trial and Appeal Board's final written decision found claims 1-3 and 9 unpatentable, but upheld the patentability of claims 4-8 and 10. The 561 patent relates to wireless channel coding, which inserts redundant information into the digital data in a structured manner to combat noise and interference during radio transmission. Specifically, the 561 patent uses link adaptation, changing the amount of redundancy inserted dynamically, and incremental redundancy, retransmission of blocks received an error, potentially with a different puncturing pattern. The board found that the Chen reference rendered obvious claims 1-3 and 9. The board also found that claim 5 and 10 recited a means plus function claim limitation for means for detecting, that the specification failed to disclose sufficient structure for, and therefore the board did not evaluate the unpatentability of claims 5-7 and 10, because it was unable to conclude what structure is encompassed by the means for detecting limitation. Furthermore, the board found that Sierra's expert testimony could not remedy the lack of sufficient structure disclosed in the specification. The board also found that Sierra's motivation to combine Chen with certain GSM references was insufficient. The parties cross-appealed the adverse findings against them. Issues: the Federal Circuit considered several issues on appeal, whether substantial evidence supports unpatentability based on Chen, whether substantial evidence supports the board's finding of a lack of motivation to combine Chen with the GSM references, whether the board erred in failing to consider expert testimony with respect to whether a protocol name sufficient discloses an understood algorithm to a skilled artisan. Holdings and reasoning: 1. Substantial evidence supported the board's unpatentability findings based on Chen. CISVL made two primary arguments. The Federal Circuit found both arguments unavailing. First, CISVL argued that Chen failed to disclose a second puncturing pattern. The Federal Circuit disagreed and found that Chen disclosed an original transmission and a retransmission, with the transmissions using different code symbols from the output of the convolutional encoder. Sierra's expert witness, Dr. Paul Kakaiz, explained that Chen's selective transmission of selected code symbols from certain generators to refer to puncturing, such that the original transmission with only code symbols from generators G0 and G1 correspond to a first puncturing pattern, and the retransmitted packet with additional code symbols, e.g., G2, corresponds to a second puncturing pattern. Second, CISVL argued that Chen failed to disclose the combining limitation and that Chen's interleaving is different than the required combining limitation. The Federal Circuit disagreed again, and found that combining as recited in Claim 1 does not exclude interleaving as taught by Chen. In addition, despite CISVL's argument that Chen includes a statement that retransmitted packets are interleaved, not combined, other teachings of Chen taught accumulating and combining packets. 2. Substantial evidence supported the board's finding of no motivation to combine. The Federal Circuit agreed with the board and found that Sierra's proposed combinations and rationales were expressed at such a non-specific, high level of generality. They never made clear to the board what portions of the references were being combined and why a skilled artisan would identify those particular elements for a combination. Sierra's rationales were found to be assertions that the references were analogous art without more to support motivation to combine, or too conclusory, lacking clarity, or both. The Federal Circuit noted that, under the circumstances, we cannot fault the board for being at a loss in trying to decipher Sierra's kitchen sink of unclear and confusing motivation to combine arguments. 3. The board erred in failing to consider expert testimony under NOAA because the specification disclosed some algorithm and the sufficiency of adequate structure disclosed in the